Zeit.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to episode 208 of the Staller podcast. How are you all keeping?
Ooh.
I as well. Joe's on the crisps.
I am munching away at the crisps. Oh, they're so good.
Really thing about this place, there's always crisps lying around.
There's always free shit when you come in here.
It's not for podcasters though.
No.
It says strictly no podcasters allowed to touch this.
The podcast studio is on the top floor, and then all the radio stations are underneath us on the floor below us. And that's where like Mr. Tato goes. Mr. Tato doesn't come up here.
No, Mr. Tato would not show his face up here at all.
No. He's down, you know, all of the big wigs are downstairs.
The Pat Kennys and the... Pat Kennys and...
Pat Kenny. And Pat Kenny?
And Pat Kenny.
There's like 17 Pat Kennys downstairs.
And Kieran Cuddy. So every time Mr. Tato's around... And who?
Kieran Cuddy.
Yeah. who's Kieran Cuddy?
He's like... He's the drive time... he hosts on News Talk. He's a big deal.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he do the Tonight Show?
The Tonight Show, yeah.
I don't know. He's a man that dresses well,
yeah.
Unlike us.
Mm-hmm.
Speak for yourself.
But every time Mr. Tato's around the building, Pat Kenny isn't here. You ever notice that?
Pat Kenny finishes up around 10 o'clock.
Yeah, to dress up as Mr. Tato and come around handing around all the crisps.
Are you saying Pat Kenny is Mr. Tato?
Well, there's a few of them new bleeding, what are they called? Mighty Munch ones. There's
I've never seen Pat Kenny and Mr. Tato in the same room.
Is there? Have you? Do you know, like, what is the new one? Spicy Toy Rings? Tato?
I don't know.
Have to add them to the collection. Seeing people rings. Promoting them there.
Spicy Toy Ring flavoured Tato?
I think so.
I'm going to have to add that to the
collection.
Collection, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, but...
It's building. Do you want to buy them?
No.
Yeah, there's always free shit going around this place. Now, look, that's a big packet of crisps and I haven't eaten them all and they're just going to be winking at me the whole time, so I'm going to move them.
Oh, here's Mr. Tato now.
Oh, Mr.
Get off me!
Hello, I'm Mr. Tato.
Wow.
You sound a lot like Pat Kenny, Mr. Tato.
Would you like to try the limited edition spicy rings flavoured Tato?
It must be great for brands getting free publicity. I'd say like the marketing team are like, yes, get in there. Yes.
Yeah.
Whenever someone says something about their brand.
They're like, yeah, did Pat get in the suit?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's in it now. Yeah.
He did Pat get in the suit. The marketing person's in the jacks like, yeah, he said,
is he okay for a water? Is he? Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. If he needs water, like, give him the water, all right? Yeah, through the tube. Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance?
So, did you see, because Darren didn't see this, did you see James Joyce's letter to Nora, his wife?
I imagine there was more than one.
There was a bunch of letters and it was doing the rounds because Bloomsday was during the week. And
you tell me the one where he talks about farts and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, there's a term for it. He was aroused by farts and...
Can I read it out for Darren?
Shit. Yeah, read it for him.
Yeah.
By farts?
Darren, this is a letter.
Farts are horrible.
Not to James Joyce, they weren't.
So you know James Joyce, yeah?
I do.
He wrote... Ulysses.
Ulysses.
As you're very familiar with, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Finnegan's Wake.
Finnegan's Wake.
Dubliners.
Do you sing a little bit? Finnegan's Wake?
No, it's a book. It's like a story.
Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I know all of it. Yeah, go on.
It's brilliant. Irish legend. And he wrote a series of letters to his wife, his partner. And one of them is the most beautiful letter that I've ever read. Nothing says I love you more than this letter. Would you like to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My sweet little whorish Nora.
Off to a good start.
I did as you told me, you dirty little girl, and pulled myself off twice when I read your letter. I'm delighted to see...
Hold on.
If you're stopping me now, it's about to get a lot worse.
Okay. Well, you hear the next line.
No, hang on a second. What's going on there?
It's a letter from James Joyce to his lover, Nora.
I feel like, when did this get publicly sent out to us? And why is it on the podcast?
It wasn't sent to us, no.
Oh, no, it was sent to Joe. Who sent you that?
He just saw because it was...
Why is it out there?
Mother of God. It was Bloom's Day recently, which is the day in Ulysses, right? And everyone makes a big deal about Ulysses and people go all over town to all the places in the book. So every year around that time, people talk about James Joyce. And this year, it seems his letters got a bit of attention. This is real.
But these letters have always been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why am I only hearing it now?
That might be more about you than about James Joyce. It's just you don't move in those circles where people are passing you James Joyce letters.
I mean, if it's not on TikTok, I don't know about it.
There you go. Right, well, it's on the Stala podcast now.
Shall I continue? Are you intrigued? Are you interested? This is a genuine letter that you wrote as Mrs.
I'm concerned a bit.
Okay.
But I want to hear it.
I am delighted to see that you do like being fucked arseways.
Okay.
Yes. Now I can remember that night when I fucked you for so long backwards. It was the dirtiest fucking I ever gave you, darling. My prick was stuck in you for hours.
Hang on there now.
Fucking in and out under your upturned rump. I felt your fat, sweaty buttocks under my belly and saw your flushed face and mad eyes. At every fuck I gave you, your shameless tongue came bursting out through your lips. And if I gave you a bigger, stronger fuck than usual, fat, dirty farts came spluttering out of your backside.
Right. Now, hold on there, Naomi. Just dissect this a little bit. Well, let's just let him go.
This is where it gets fun.
Let him get to the next line and then we'll get your thoughts at the midway point.
Okay. So, fat, dirty farts came spluttering out of your backside. Beautiful. You had an arse full of farts that night, darling, and I fucked them out of you. Listen to this. This is my favourite one. Big fat fellows. Long windy ones. Quick little merry cracks. and a lot of tiny little naughty farties ending in a long gush from your hole. This is a private letter to his missus.
Yeah.
His wife.
Oh, it is wonderful to fuck a farting woman when every fuck drives one out of her. I think I would know Nora's fart anywhere. I think I could pick hers out in a room full of farting women.
Is this a point where we stop and have a little think, or are you just going to keep going?
Yeah, let's get your thoughts at this point.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, for starters, I think that's no bloody way of talking to your wife. Like, if Amy farted, I'd be like, will you, like, not do that? Like, stop farting. Like, just hold it in. Not hold it in, but just do it silently.
He's obviously into it.
I've never heard of that as a kink, though.
Farts? When was he alive?
He must have liked that film, Thunderpants.
I say.
Remember that film? Where your man kept farting and he went all the way to space.
I don't remember that film. Oh, this is absolute gold. Okay, so we could pick. All right.
I want to hear the response. Is there a response letter saying, you dirty bastard?
Delete that,
you sicko.
Oh, will I continue?
Far away.
It is sudden and dry and dirty. Like what a bold girl would let off in fun in a school dormitory at night. I hope Nora will let off no end of her farts in my face.
Jesus, James.
So that I may know their smell also.
Imagine someone farting in a lift around him.
Jesus.
You like that? They go, oh, have a bit of that.
Gotta skip a little.
Give us a bit of that.
I hope that you will surprise... Oh, no. The rest is just, like, filthy. And then, like, it's just...
Not worth speaking about.
Towards the end, he says, good night, my farting little Nora. My dirty little fuckboard. There is one lovely word, darling, you have underlined to me to make... It's just filth. Just pure.
There is, and he has skipped the filthiest bits.
Yeah, like I have.
He goes into some detail.
Because I know people listen to this and would be uncomfortable hearing that.
So I feel like all of that's kind of uncomfortable, you know, but...
You okay hearing that?
I'm grand hearing it, like, it's whatever, it's just a bit mad, like.
It's a bit... Fucking...
Like...
That's disgusting.
I know.
Dirty little wet ones and... What the fuck, man? And this is handwritten. Like, this is what, in the 20s or something? So imagine James Joyce, the fella that's standing on O'Connell Street, the statue just like that, going home and penning a letter to his wife, Nora.
About our farts.
About our farts. You dirty little fat arse and all this. Jesus Christ, Joyce.
I know what would happen to me if I wrote that letter.
I mean, you wouldn't be... Like, Ulysses was banned here and in the UK and the US.
Was it? Time.
Yeah, because it was considered obscene, yeah.
I think it's mad when you see the L ones and L fellas out dressed up in their Bloomsday outfits. And when you read Ulysses and when you read his works, that filth, that there's a lot of... It's very blue.
Mm-hmm.
His work is very dark. And I'm like, these are L ones from Dunleary. Would you stop? You're not bleeding reading farty letters from James Joyce to Nora, are you? And they're going around dressed in like little...
Are all these in a book somewhere? Like as...
You can get all his letters, yeah. They're all documented.
In Aeson's and that?
We probably, yeah. They're probably documented in a book, yeah.
Even them ones?
Yeah. And people love them. People read them. There's like a, yeah. There's really, if you dive deep into James Joyce's work, there's a lot of dark stuff in it.
Mm.
A lot of dark stuff. And yet we...
I don't know all about all that now. After hearing that, you know?
Yep. There you go.
What do you think, Owen? Would you be a fan of the farts yourself?
I can see the comedic value sometimes, but not in the way James Joyce was a fan of the farts.
Yeah, fart humour. People laugh at farts a lot. We know a fella that if someone farts, he just breaks out in laughter.
They're very funny.
They're not.
Farts.
That are disgusting.
In the right environment.
Did you ever fart and you didn't want to fart, but you had to fart and it was in like a place where you shouldn't have farted?
Yeah.
Really?
And like you thought it was going to be quiet and was like left.
Oh, I hate that.
Throughout the 1920s, the United States Post Office Department burned copies of Ulysses because it was banned. Yeah,
it was banned?
Because it was obscene, as they thought.
And it's even more obscene now.
Actually, it was never officially banned here, but it was a customs loophole meant it couldn't get into Ireland.
What do like James Joyce fanatics and people that like really dive into him and love him like, what do they think of that?
Well, if they're...
Is that just a part of his story and that, like, I can get past that? Like,
I think it's just part of who he was, yeah.
Is it? All right.
I don't think they're bothered by it.
Just quirky.
Just, yeah, all right.
Oh, that's so Joycey and...
Fucking Joycey all right again. Oh, farting and all.
I don't think he ever wanted anyone to read that.
Yeah.
And here we are on a podcast, years after his death, reading out his love letters and his dirty private kinks to... the millions of listeners that listen to this podcast.
Billions of men. We'll be up there now with the two Johnnies.
And it'll be here forever. Forever. Take that, Joyce. So be careful what you send your missus.
Yeah, be careful and send the letters to your partner and make sure they're just of good nature. And not talking about farts and all.
That's like 1920s sexting. It's like letters written in candlelight.
And then an odd glare out the window. In between pauses.
Yeah.
It'll drag off a smoke.
There's like dirty letters written from like kings to queens from thousands of years ago. That say...
Same thing.
Not farting, but like just weird stuff that wasn't supposed to be read out publicly.
Release the files. Say there might be a few of them in the JFK files. Is there modern day novelists?
Is there modern... No, they've finished. No one writes books like, anymore.
No, like, is it finished?
No one writes anymore, yeah.
Like, poems and stuff.
Poets, modern day poet.
Yeah.
Like Emma Kerwin.
Just in a different form, like? Or does he have books?
Emma O'Brien.
Hmm. So people still write books, then?
People still write books.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The written word, yeah.
I want to write a novel now.
You should. You could write a kid's novel. You could be like the David Walliams. You know David Walliams from yeah. Little Britain?
Yeah.
He's like, he's so rich from kids' books. Did you know that?
Or just every page, go to bed, go to bed, there's a monster under your bed, go to bed now. Loads of illustrations of big scary demons. Brilliant. And then like that, you could give them that. Say, oh, I'll read you this one from Darren.
That not even friendly looking, like terrifying.
No, I mean like frightened adults, like shit. Like Momo or something, or like just like, not The Exorcist, because I don't think I'd be able to look at it myself then. But just like real scary, horrible creatures that get you when you don't go to sleep. They're waiting under your bed to come out and go, you're not getting that now, Santi.
Shit.
That's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
It could be a big hit though.
I'd buy it.
Do you think it would? So, I don't think they'd allow it. Like, hey man, I can't be doing that. That's nearly worse than James Joyce's farts.
Self-publish.
Yeah, do it myself then.
Yeah, fuck it. People buy it.
I'll put it behind a Patreon.
Yeah.
Little audio book. Me reading it and I talk like this in it. Get to bed now.
Jesus. That's terrifying.
It's like just a modern day Goosebumps.
But for adults.
No, for kids.
Oh, for kids. I thought you said it was for adults, but it's like a kid's book.
It's for adults to read the kids to that don't go to sleep, go to bed.
What if it was one of them books that when you open, it has speakers in it? And it's you, every page is saying, get the fuck out of bed.
I won't be able to course now.
Oh, sorry.
Because for kids.
Right, that's where we're drawing the line.
Yeah, so you'd open up and it'd be a big pop-up of like all these really scary satanic demons. Just like from hell. Like born and like, you know.
Like Lucifer.
Lucifer, like, but like really disgusting faces and all, like, whoa.
Yeah, maybe a little smoke machine so when you open the pop-up then it just comes out.
Yeah, and then it just goes, get up them stairs now and get into that bed, yeah. And here,
Jerlias.
If you don't, I'll jump through your window at 4 in the morning. And if you're good, I'll bring you to McDonald's.
How does it end?
The end of the book.
Did he go to sleep?
No, it goes, right, so have a good sleep, yeah. Night, night. Sleep tight. Don't let it get the big scaredy. Disgusting demons on the back.
And the dad reading the closet, he's traumatized. I sleep with you tonight, son.
The dad gets it more than the kid. The kid's like, I want a big visit from the scary demon, and that's like, no, we won't. We'll be turning the lights on. We watch as Toy Story, and then he opens the book again, gets a mind of its own, starts swinging all over the room, and I was like, you won't be watching Toy Story when I'm around. Why aren't you saying much? You just let me at it.
Yeah, I'm leaving you to be yourself over there.
Do you worry about me sometimes?
Yeah.
When you're at home, do you think about me and say, hope he's all right?
Do you think about me?
No, I know you'll be all right.
Because I do be only messing. Just in case you're worried that aren't when you go home. He's talking about that scary book and I don't know, it's not sitting right with me. Will I give him a ring?
It's like when you, I worry about you every now and again. It's when you, but it's not when you say scary stuff like that. It's when you say things that you don't intend to be funny, like, do people still write books?
But you're happy.
But you know what I meant, like, you know that I meant, like, do people still write novels, like?
Yeah.
I'm only joking. Obviously.
You put up a post on Instagram.
I sure did.
That I was going to ask you about, but then I decided to wait until we were sitting in front of the microphones. What was going on with that bear?
Fuck me, man.
Oh, fucking the panda.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How did we not even talk about that?
Let's start from the start.
So it's Father's Day.
Oh yeah.
Went out, went to me ma's gaff, and me brother was making a stew.
Very warm out.
I thought that was a bit strange in itself, like, you know what I mean, that they were making a stew.
No, that's a bit fucking weird.
Yeah, it's just that they were making anything, but it was like, you know what I mean, they were putting effort into making food. I was like, oh,
are they making you a stew for your birthday?
I didn't think anything of it. I just thought it was unusual.
That's the kind of thing that if you were in, if you'd woken up in, let's say, an AI create in the Matrix, right?
Sure.
The system has recreated your reality from your memories, but it's got one little detail wrong. Why are they making stew in the middle of June?
It's like, you know, it's a dream then.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, why would they be making a stew?
I should have, I mean, there was so many, I'm a fucking idiot. Like, I should have known something was coming and I missed every, like, Moira was like, oh, I'm out of forgetting me charger. Does any, I'm out of forgetting me charger in the car. I'm going to go down to the car to get it. And I was like, there's a charger here. And then she's like, oh no, I need to get my one. I was like, all right. I didn't question it.
It's like someone bringing it into a surprise party and saying it's for fucking me cousin.
I'm just so oblivious. I wasn't fucking expecting. I got like a nice breakfast and a couple of cards the morning, and that was it. That was fine. Went up to my ma's gaff, which was sitting there having a drink and eating a bit of food, and then music started blaring. And I thought, what the fuck is that? I was like, is that a match on or something? What's going on? Because it's near Crow Park and the pub was there. I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I looked out the window and I seen a bear at me ma's door. And even then, even when I seen the bear, I was like, what's going on there? Why is that a bear outside?
Kids party happening or?
Honestly, I had no clue. And then Ollie was like, oh, there's a bear there. And he's calling your name. And I was like, oh. And then instantly I knew, what the fuck is Moira after doing? Like, what are you after?
What's she doing?
For Father's Day.
But why?
To make me uncomfortable, I think.
She's doing it to, like, as a joke, like.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's not, she's not like doing it and then say, like, oh, he'd love that.
She probably did. She probably thought, oh,
he wouldn't know.
He'd be enough this. It's an event. It's a bit of pageantry. And everyone in the house fucking knew about it except for me. And I completely missed all the signs. Like, it. And then, yeah.
Hang on. Was the stew a sign?
The stew should, yeah. The stew was a sign.
In retrospect,
yeah.
what would that have told you?
Josh was making a nice dinner. Like, and
oh, not that it was unseasonal, Josh, just that it was...
Not that it was unseasonal, just that he was making something nice.
Josh is just trying to put his name in the mix for the spice bag truck.
That's probably what it is as well.
He can run a kitchen. Sorry.
He was...
Why a bear?
A stew with oxtail. Instead of oxtail, put curry sauce in it.
Oh, stop.
Go on,
chips, he's sick, man.
With chips and like sausages and all.
Spice bag stew?
Yeah.
There could be something in it.
Like, don't drown it. Like,
have you sold that truck yet?
Like, have a puddle of curry in it.
It's on the way out.
Not too late, Joe.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
It's just a curry stew.
Sorry.
Oof.
Right.
Ah, oh, boy. What the? Nothing.
Curry stew. A Q.
What?
A Q.
Filthier than a James Joyce love letter.
Wah.
Dirty.
Probably smells the same, though.
Go on. I'm at that.
Yeah, there's not much.
Forget the stew. Why the bear?
There's a company that just does that. Goes around to parties called the Bear Party, or the Party Bear, and he comes around to people's houses. But usually, this is what happens. Usually, you go to a fucking party and you go into the back garden and you dance around. But he couldn't fit into me ma's like doorway to go up the stairs. So that's why he was out in the middle of the fucking street under the pub.
Did he take the costume off afterwards and kind of like, what the fuck is that all about?
What, the bear?
Did he reveal... Did he take the veil off and just be like, all right, Joe?
No.
What the fuck?
No.
Like, because he thought he might have known you or something. Or...
So you're in your ma's house in town.
Yeah. And I go down. And
everything's
then...
a bit fishy.
I think, yeah.
The Matrix has glitched.
I didn't notice anything was fishy. I genuinely wasn't expecting that. And then that happened. And then I'm forced to stand there and dance for 25 minutes. Not even dance, just looking at the bear. I felt sorry for the bear. I was like, you don't have to keep... Not another song, not another song.
The bear came to the street, but could fit in the house.
Yeah.
So he had to go back to the street and fulfill his quota of dancing time.
So I had to go down onto the street then to watch him.
Did anyone dance? Go with you, or were they like, we got to keep an eye on the stew?
They were all just observing and laughing at me and just... So
you were dancing with a... panda bear?
Yeah. I was dancing with a stranger in the panda suit. It was really uncomfortable, really painful for like 25 minutes. And every time the song ended, I thought that was going to be it. And then I'd play another song.
What about Gangnam Style?
I didn't even like the songs he was playing. He should take, like, I don't know, when Moira booked him, if it had been songs I liked, then I'd have danced. But
how long would you say you were there for dancing?
25 minutes.
Oh, that's the...
It's like five songs. 20 to 25 minutes, like in agony.
Were neighbours coming out and all looking then?
People coming out, taking videos, taking pictures, and you're just like, I don't even want to be here. I want to be at home by myself. Do you know what I mean? Playing PlayStation, the dream, living the dream. Instead, I'm here dancing with a fucking panda.
And afterwards, were you saying to Moira or aunt, like, what the fuck, like, what was that all about?
I was like, how much is that? The money that you spent on that, like, I would have much preferred
that,
stick that money in a
cash,
card.
Cash, look.
Cash.
Yeah.
Don't have to go bleeding.
I imagine it was under 100, yeah.
It was under 100, yeah. I think it was like 70 quid or something in around that.
I feel like that's even random for a child. Yeah. Like, if it was a child getting that at a party, like, it's just, all right.
And did
like
you...
Like, Spider-Man I can get with. Like, oh yeah, fucking Spider-Man, swinging yeah. webs and all. What, like a panda?
Did you keep dancing for
I barely
25
even,
minutes?
Oh, you're just standing then, after all, just standing there and...
Nodding my head a little bit, like, you know, and they're like, oh, come on, no, you have to dance, you have to dance, and clapping their hands. They had a speaker, there was a man with a microphone, and it's just like...
Was this like the Bear's chaperone?
Hype man, MC, making sure the Bear didn't fall over, you know, because it's...
I'd have been gone.
Did anyone join in?
Event, like, me little cousin was there. She, my cousin's daughter was there, and she came down. She had a little dance, but... And the kids were afraid, so they didn't come down.
They were afraid?
They were afraid, yeah, yeah.
So I tell you, they like my book then.
Oh, yeah.
Rawr. That sounds to me like torture.
100%.
If they did that to me in Guantanamo Bay, I'd tell them whatever they want to know.
Yeah.
I'm batting everyone else.
Forget about waterboarding.
The whole time I was just thinking, are these booked for an hour? You know, if you book someone, it's usually like an hour.
Yeah.
You do an entertainment and...
The whole works, paint your face and all, the whole lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, they're not going to just stay around for a song, are they? Are they going to come and do a song?
Like, can't just do one song. It's like, not value for money.
And then once I got to 15 minutes, I was thinking, was I here for an hour?
Yeah. Oh, was any party just saying, I'm going to just fucking leg it into this gaff now?
Instantly, I wanted to. I didn't want to go down, but I'm like, fucking, I had to go down. They had a present, Moira had a bag of stuff. That's where she went down for the charger. She went down to...
Get you your goodies.
Because they couldn't get in the door. So she went down to just give her the goodies, give her the bag, the gift bag. And to just say, just do it here. They couldn't fit in the doorway. Because like, my ma lives up in a house.
Oh, was
so
in
you
it?
Have to go in a little doorway in the corner of a lane and go up steps to get to my ma's. And he couldn't get in the doorway because of the bear costume.
Treacherous. Couldn't do it. In a bear costume.
It was fucking awful, man. Yeah, it was hell. It was pretty much hell. It was the most awkward, probably the most awkward I've ever been in my life.
At least if we get a listener question in and ask, like, what's the most awkward ever been?
Yeah. I'll know.
You'll know. We'll have an idea. That was... I'd never forgive someone if they did that to me.
It's traumatising.
No, I don't enjoy the limelight like Joe does. I'm a very shy individual.
Ah, there's limelight and then there's that, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's too far.
Anyone would cave in that situation.
But I wasn't embarrassed. I was just awkward. I was like, this is neither fun or embarrassing. It's just like, ugh, stop.
It's awkward.
Do you know in The Simpsons when they put too much money in the... Oh, he's never going to stop dancing now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember it well. Brilliant. Oh, yeah. Oh, do you remember when that happened in The Simpsons? Yeah, yeah. They predicted the future and all.
Oh.
It was a favour.
Oh, God. I just felt sorry for the person. And I felt like saying, here, look, you don't have to do it. You can get out of the suit. Like,
just take the money and just like, get a photo or something, a little bit of a mess, and then just head off. And
yeah.
Like, no. I'm going to do cha-cha slide now.
Oh, and your man was like, oh, you're going to like this next song. And I'm like,
the hype man,
that?
Is he like kind of like, what the fuck? Like, does everyone get one for Father's Day?
No.
You're not the only one?
I don't know. I don't like pandas. I don't like that. Like, I don't know. It was the most random thing as well.
How did Moira find them? It was just like quirky things to do for Father's Day, and then it just like came up on Google.
How was that a business? How was that a business? Who's going getting that?
I think like for a kid's party, I think it's even still like a bit like, what the fuck?
If it was like Pikachu or something, you'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, cool, I get it.
It's a known animated character that's known. Not a panda though. The only thing I recognise with pandas is just like the WWF.
Do you have other ones? Do you have a teddy bear?
What's that stand for?
The World Wildlife Federation.
Is there a logo of panda?
Panda, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Go on, go ahead.
Do you have a teddy bear? Do you have a polar bear? Do you have a panda?
Oh, they have different options.
And they have a couple of other ones. I think he said that he has six. So he just started making small talk with him.
Well, he's in the costume.
No, MC is like his chaperone. It's actually a woman, his wife, that was in there.
Oh, right. Are they from around, like?
Husband and...
Is it
I don't know. I didn't get to talk to him that much. It was just like, oh, you, a few days to do it here. It's like, oh, you have to dance. I'm like, oh, just talk.
I probably could have done with that as a vendor at the wedding.
And just make everyone feel awkward.
Yeah.
I think if it's in the back garden or if it's a party, it could be good. It could be a bit of crack. It's a bit of something.
Fucking 25 minutes, though.
Yeah.
No, that's weird.
It is weird.
With one person.
Well, there should have been more people, but they couldn't get upstairs. But even then, I don't know, man. It was just awful. It was really uncomfortable. I didn't like it.
Imagine you got all of them.
All the bears.
All the characters, yeah.
Every Father's Day now, she's going to get me a different character.
Oh, God.
Maybe if we do another live show, we just get the bears to dance before or during or...
We already had a panda bear at one of the live shows. There's going to be panda bears.
The last bear we had didn't go well.
Yeah. Bears and stalled low shows don't mix.
Didn't even taste like fire or buffaloes or wings.
No bones in them.
Did you see my Instagram stories today?
No.
So somebody left a comment underneath this week's podcast.
They did. There's been a few comments on the comment section continues to rage.
And one of them said, "Top 10 claims Joe has made. I'll start."
Yep.
And then he continues, "Could easily fly a plane."
You have claimed that.
And underneath that, "There I am flying a plane. I flew a plane literally yesterday."
Are you flying that plane on your own?
I'm flying that plane by myself.
Hang on now, let me have a look.
Show me.
Let me have.
They showed me already.
You said nothing, huh?
Well, I'm saying it now. I'm saying it now. Have some of that.
Man of his word.
Easy. It was fucking easy.
That looks to me like when the kid sits in the parked car and moves the steering wheel. That looks to me like you are having no impact on the direction, altitude.
Am I in the plane?
You're in the plane and somebody who is flying the plane has let you touch the controls for a second.
I was flying it for about 10 minutes.
What are you doing flying the plane anyway?
Proving everyone wrong. What else would I be doing? Flying a plane. Learning how to fly a plane.
Are you actually pursuing this career? This idea that you're going to become a professional pilot?
Took a forced flight. We'll see how it goes.
Fuck me. Ice bag's not even cold in the grave.
The curry sauce still hot.
I was talking to someone yesterday who flies a private jet, and she was explaining the steps that it takes to becoming a pilot. And the first step is just getting a small pilot's license, which costs about six and a half grand. But then you have to like rent a plane and pay for the classes. You have to do 45 hours before you can take your first flight by yourself.
And it's not a lot, is it?
45 hours? That's a lot.
They do it in fucking 45 hours though.
Well, yeah.
Are you spacing that out or just doing it in 45 hours? Like an hour here, an hour there, then it's long.
Well, your first solo flight. So like in 2 hours, you'd be flying a plane. Like you'd be taking off and landing by yourself, but there'd be a pilot beside you.
Yeah.
Like a driving instructor, but a flight instructor.
So you need to do 45 hours of that?
You need to do 45 hours of that before you can go on a solo flight.
So I'd just be like, fucking, where are you going, man? Staying and do a load of hours today.
Well,
let's do 16 hours.
A day, 16 hours a day.
Just get it done.
If you knew a driving instructor and you could afford to
Like, sometimes you can get away with it when you start driving.
Well, if you know a driving instructor and they can just knock a few hours off of you.
Like, yeah, I'll bring you out. So, you need, what's the, how many do you need? Like 11?
10, I think.
10, is it?
11 would be a weird number, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and then just, oh, hey, look, don't say that. Just give us a one out of here.
Or they do 2 hours together.
That's not coming from experience because I never drove a car in my life, so you can't say nothing.
As we know from the comment section last week.
I don't drive.
I loved it, the split second where you just stared at me blankly. You're like, should I be furious at what he just said?
Should I be annoyed that they said that? No.
Well, they were correct. So, anyway, yeah. So beyond point one in this list of stuff you've said, do you want to address any of the rest of it, or are you happy that?
Yeah, but I mean, you can go through the rest. But
okay, thank you very much, James in Georgia. Win an MMA fight against a professional fighter running around the ring. Yeah.
I never said I'd win it. I just said that I'd survive.
Archie says the bean juice / ketchup fiasco. Pads, chicken soup doesn't exist. That's, yeah, definitely top 10 stuff. Sean, he could score 5 Premier League goals in a season if he played for Man City. And
what do you think of that one now?
I still think I could do that. That's not...
Sorry, Sandy's rap has... Yeah. Their most recent comment says, I'm sorry for doubting you, Joe. That picture proves you can fly a plane.
Thank you, Sandy's Raps. Is that what her name is? Sandy's Raps?
Oh, I'd love a rap.
Sandy, one of Sandy's Raps.
Is that the business? Has she got a business called Sandy's Raps?
Sandy's Baps. What?
Ah, yeah.
What? Sandy's Raps.
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 Right. Luke says, Joe...
Like W or... Like rap, eating raps? Yeah. Or raps as in wicka wicka?
Eating. Can we...
Right. I just want to know, like...
Luke says, Joe, you'd struggle to climb Karen Toole, never mind Everest.
Fuck off.
Karen Toole?
I've climbed mountains before.
Peter says...
Mountains are there to be climbed.
Yeah.
Why else are they there, like...
This is great. This stuff is flooding in. That Sandy's rap was only 20 minutes ago. Here's one from Peter 5 minutes ago. Lads, come on. We've all seen Joe. He couldn't climb a ladder.
Shut up, Peter, you tick. I'd climb you. I'm only messing, Peter. Don't come at me. Wherever you're at.
Imagine he burst in. He's like, climb on me, will you?
Kiernage.
Go on then. Go on then.
I just jump on his back.
You're just like climbing on him. You're like, all right, we done here.
In the bonus, what bonus? Yeah, bonus episode comments. People were asking, Joe, were you at the 9 Inch Nails gig?
No. Somebody else asked me that as well. Maybe it's the same person.
You were?
Right.
Do I look like someone from 9 Inch Nails?
No, it's someone in the... I say in the comments, it's like someone in the crowd looked like it and he was saying like, I hope it was you. Oh. So I'm not wrong. But it's not you, is it?
No. Wasn't that the 9 Inch Nails concert?
Fuck off, you were.
Sorry.
Right. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. In the bonus episode, I said there's a couple of things that we got in the emails that were more suited to this. Yeah, I'm embarrassed about this one. I got it badly wrong last week. I mean, yeah. So did Joe, but this is from Aaron. She was saying, we're talking about humans eating the child's amniotic sac, which, you know, I did correct you on, Joe. Saying, Joe, that people don't eat sack. I said they eat the umbilical cord, which obviously they don't.
They don't.
They eat the placenta.
They eat the placenta. I could have told you that.
You didn't?
Well, I just wanted someone to email and...
You know. Didn't I say that in the episode, no?
No.
Did you originally say that?
You were saying, oh, it's a sack. And I was saying, it's not the sack. And I said the cord.
You said, I can't believe you said that, Owen.
I didn't believe they ate the cord. I thought I knew it was, but I got it wrong.
Mass that on.
I'm embarrassed by that one. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, no. Hang on now. We have
somebody
to
go back through that episode. I'm pretty sure.
I'm going back
placenta.
When we leave.
Joe,
this
what
studio,
do you think of him saying?
I'm going to go back.
Him? Eat the umbilical cord, you fucking idiot.
You big fucking idiot saying that.
Yeah. And even still, though, eating the placenta is disgusting. You fucking filthy animals.
Some people would disagree with you.
No, I wouldn't. I think it's nasty.
Erin says she couldn't let it go. She's had 2 kids in 2 years. She had to let us know.
Did she eat the placenta?
I don't know. She says it's quite common now. A lot of anecdotal benefits, such as lowering the likelihood of postpartum depression, among other things.
I don't think I know any... Well, maybe it's a private thing, but I don't think I know anyone that did that. I probably slaughter
it. It's straight there on the ground. Give me a bit of that.
They'd be telling me not to eat and everything. I'd be like, get that out. Put it on a wrap. Watch our ones wrapped down. What's it again?
Sandy wraps.
Sandy, put that yolk on a sandy wrap there. And bit of ketchup. Sitting here all night, I am. You haven't even fed me. I'm sitting on a little fucking mattress on the floor all night. Little tin yolk. Not even a fucking television in the room. Should have went private. $4,000 or something. Give me that placenta now. Sorry, I'm going on a bit. Owen gets fed up then. He's looking, he's like, is he going to stop now?
waiting, not laughing, just waiting. When's he going to be done with this placenta gag? That's a cracker.
He's just waiting, like, he's literally like just not even looking at us and just waiting.
I'm reading emails.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing, if there's any other placentas going as well, of other people would have that.
There's nothing to eat in the gap in your last namey. Anything else up there?
Sticking the head out the door in the ward and just going, hey, there's any more placentas there.
Going into one of the birthing rooms and just asking the fella, are you going to finish that? Can I have a bit of that, mate? Can I have a bit of your board's placenta?
Jeez, I've gone too far now.
Oh, stop, man.
Whoa.
Oh, that's good.
It's a new law, is it?
Did you eat the placentas? That's why you don't find this funny.
No, if I ate the placenta, I wouldn't have fucking got it wrong last week, would I?
You ate the umbilical cord. Look at all of us. You're bleeding, eating the fucking umbilical cord. He's over there fucking eating whatever.
I bet you someone does eat the fucking cord. That's guaranteed.
I heard Owen talking about it, and now I feel real sick.
Stop.
When someone sent in an email, and they're like, I'm at that eating that umbilical cord. I feel real sick.
I love the way you're doing the typing. You're not even using your fingers, you're just flapping your hands.
Jim, I feel real sick.
Oh. Right, enough.
Anyway, yeah, some people do eat the umbilical cord, though it's rare. They usually eat it's cultural or spiritual.
Get Chef Gar Mullins in here to see if he can make a gourmet meal out of placenta.
Get that dish now, podcasting here.
Oh, sorry, go on. I want to interrupt.
Where's Donald Skeen? Tell him to cook me up something with that placenta.
Donald Skeen.
Make that gourmet there, pal.
Oh, straight over the chapter one from the rotunda.
Jeez, we're on it. I feel like Will Howey here. No one Will Howey's on a roll and he just doesn't stop. That's how I feel now. I feel like Will Howey.
Fuck's sake.
Nowhere to get a good cake anymore.
No.
Mick from Kildare wrote in, he sent us his idea of what the news article would look like if you had been assassinated in the studio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So,
a visual.
It's a short article, which suggests Mick doesn't think it will be a huge story.
For fuck's sake.
It seems to cover both, well, it's written after your funeral. So, headline, comedian, influencer and podcaster stalled by gunman.
That's not...
That'll be pretty...
Tasteless.
That's pretty lowbrow.
Bit punny.
Using a pun, yeah.
It's a bit like, all right, mate.
But that's what the news articles are. I would say it would be something like Conway gone away. Or Darren Gunway. Darren Gunaway.
I hope it's bloody not.
Darren Gunway.
I'd say it would be... No, I'm not even going to bother. Placenta head is... I want it. No, not.
Placenta head.
I want to write an article about it.
He has, yeah. Also, the fact that the headline includes a pun,
yeah,
for a murder of a relatively young person, suggests
relatively
that
Mick
feels like you're only getting the real dregs of the newspaper trader writing about your funeral.
Well, I think...
Right, I'll carry on. The King and Fresh Prince of Finglas, Darren Conway, was shot last week in the Go Loud Studios. Darren recorded two podcasts, Stall It with John McGuckin and the Conways, with his wife Amy. Darren was killed in very mysterious circumstances. Joe and producer Owen were not available for comment. Some sources claim Darren's investigation into JFK's killing could have been a potential motive. The community of Finglas was at a standstill for Darren's funeral. Guards of honour were provided by the local Yupros on bikes, Dublin bus drivers, local L1s who said Darren was a grand young fella, his fellow Go-Loud teammates Terry Flower and COB. Flower said Darren was a ledge bro and my FIFA buddy. The staff from the big Tesco were there too. St. Canice's Church in Finglas was packed to capacity with people spread out for miles.
It's a bit too real.
Joe provided...
Calm down.
Joe provided food with the spice bag van and the lads from Chadwick's chipped in literally. As Mr. Conway left the church, his longtime pal Willa White sang Something Inside So Strong. Too real?
That's very real.
Yeah, it's a bit fucked up that.
It's very real.
Actually, could you not... Could I actually take that out? Actually, delete that bit, yeah.
It feels real. Feels like that would be a good old wedding, though. A funeral. Not wedding.
Mm.
Something inside so strong.
Oh, no.
I know that I can
make it.
Because do me wrong so
fucking. It's all right, Amy. Come on, we'll take you outside. It's like,
and then I just grew up out of the coffin. And I go, what are you crying for? You're going to...
Thanks very much for listening to the Stall It podcast. And if you have any questions that you want to send to the
to the bonus episode, send them to stall@goloudnow.com. Darren's just checking his phone. He's a big businessman. It's a lot of... Did you get that email, did you?
Yeah, I'm fucked.
Fuck. That's the end of Darren, and it'll probably be the end of the podcast, so... Oh, shit. Thanks for listening up till now. It's been great.
Here, come here. While I have you, yeah. Don't forget to comment it on the Spotify, and we'll read them out, because good
stuff
gets us out with a little jam, you know.
Jesus. Oh.
Right, bye.
Bye.